It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Happy, happy Friday. That's the sound of the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bang it hard. Yes, we have made it. The precipice of the weekend, it is before us, with the Gators taking on LSU in the swamp. Go Gators. And good luck. And yes, we're going to need it. All right. What you want to talk about today? Trump choosing RFK Jr., head up HHS. Brilliant pick.
Yeah.
Does he come across sometimes? Does some of his stuff sound conspiratorial and a little wacky? Yes, it does. Because there's a lot of wacky things that are going on.
Yeah.
We can't use our old-fashioned trust the government, believing minds. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, if you want to follow Jesus, have the innocence of a child. That's a great thing. But if you want to track government, you better not possess any innocence at all.
They'll take it away really quickly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have. And they're absolutely out of control. Gosh, I saw part of a speech, and it was Bill Clinton, and he said they're ushering in a new era of smaller government.
Wow.
Yeah. It's tiny now. Not. I just told you what. HHS has like 84,000 people working for them.
That's a lot of people.
But yeah, and that's only in like one. That's not even the whole thing. But anyway, all of Trump's picks, all of them, are going to be highly scrutinized. And RFK Jr. is just going to be, that's just one of them. Look, they hate RFK Jr. because he helped Trump. So they hate him. That's how it works. Just like they like Trump until he said, oh, by the way, I'm an evil Republican.
Yeah.
How you like me now? And they said, we don't like you now.
Yeah, not so much, no.
But I'm still the same guy. Yeah, no. No, because we like labels, and you just labeled yourself, and we hate you, and you're bad. All right. Jake Tapper on Trump's pick for RFK Jr. Yeah. Yeah, here's a deacon of knowledge, Jake Tapper.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's the guy that you want to take, talking points from. CNN host Jake Tapper. Basically, he said that he hoped America liked the measles in reaction to President-elect Donald Trump's picking RFK Jr. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he said, yeah, I hope you like the measles. In other words, oh, there's going to be a huge measles outbreak because he's anti-vax. I don't know if he's anti-all-vax. Maybe. Maybe people should have a choice. And so who's Tapper talking to? Of all the bozos, you know, second only to Liz Cheney, so-called Republican weasel backstabber, former Congressman Kinzinger, and, now turned political commentator.
Ooh.
Really? You know what? I don't even know. Well, I'll share it with you. But then from now on, the guy has no credibility he was a weasel before, and he turned into even more of one. He said, I'd actually be surprised if Gates gets confirmed. That's why I was surprised he resigned in the House, because he's not going to have anything to fall back on. But he'll go on Fox News as a Fox News commentator or something. Oh, really? Just like you went to CNN, but somehow, yep. If he does it and goes to Evil Fox,
well, if it's Fox,
then he's a bad guy. But you're awesome, right? Look, I can't stand anymore. I'm done with that. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Pete, good morning.
Good morning. First, I'd like to thank you and Greg for working so hard the last 10 days with your election coverage. It's been great. I want to talk about Matt Gaetz. It's a pick. I don't understand. It defies all logic and common sense. I don't know what President Trump is doing. And to put a little historical context in it, it's the, probably one of the weirdest appointments since JFK put his brother Robert Kennedy in office as Attorney General in his own administration. That's about how weird this is. And I hope you and Greg can clarify this for us and show us why this is a good pick. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Pete. Always appreciate your call. I'll just lay it out. Am I sure he's a great pick or he's a terrible pick? I don't know. I honestly don't. Now, here's what I base that on. Was he a victim of lawfare? Was he a victim like Trump was? Was this a DOJ going after a guy who had strong conservative credentials? Was this, let's get him, let's ruin him, let's destroy him? And you know that takes place in Washington a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw it, you know, really in technicolor, if you will, during, you know, Donald Trump's, the witch hunt for Donald Trump. So, could that be the case? It could be. And I'd say, really, honestly, let's say the odds are 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe, and I'll have to do my research, but I believe there was one of the cases of saying that he did certain things toward a woman or whatever. I'm going to go back and look, but I believe that he not only won that case, but he won a small judgment against her. And I'm gonna look for that. Of course, you never paid up. But
that'll be harder to find, of course. Yeah.
Well, of course. That's the thing, is these things that you haven't heard about, you haven't heard about them for a reason. The lefty media is never looking for any stories that could possibly shed a positive light on a conservative. I mean, that's sort of mission number one for them. So anyway, long story short, could he be a victim of lawfare? And could he really be, you know, a great guy? And I've heard a little of both.
Yeah.
I've heard and from, you know, smart people and their input that, you know, some will say, oh, yeah, no, this guy, they were trying to get him, man, because he is a threat, because he's very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at what he does.
And I think you have to do kind of like you do with Donald Trump. You've got to separate all the clutter and the, oh, he did this and he did that. And you need to take all that and pull it aside. When you listen to people who have been with him in his office, in his role, when there are committees where questions are being answered, they say he is sharp. His questions are the ones that are getting the answers they've needed. They think he's and he knows which rocks to roll over to find out where all the snakes and the scorpions are.
Now, if he really is, let's say he's the good guy, he's the hero, is he a threat to the left? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is young and articulate and very conservative. Mm-hmm. So that's a threat. He'll rise through the Republican ranks if he's the good guy. So would they use lawfare to try to hurt him any way that they could? Well, it makes sense, right? Because they have a track record of doing this to others.
Yep.
But he does have a buddy that's in prison. And for things that are very similar to some of the allegations that are thrown at him, you know, with younger women, paid to be at a party, drug use was going on. There was some sort of sexual things going on. Now, in one side of your brain, you go, oh, so he's like another, P. Diddy or whatever?
Well, right, yeah.
Could you say, wow, I've lived life. I've been to a few parties. I wouldn't want to be held accountable for some of the behavior that was going on at those parties when I was not a party to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So this is not, I guess the short answer is, it's going to be difficult to get the truth.
Sure.
Like it is with everything else these days.
It always is.
Yep. Yeah. We can tell you this, Matt, our guy from the from Gun Owners of America, Valdez, he is saying that his record as far as the Second Amendment and being conservative is impeccable, and referring to Matt Gaetz.
And they're tough. They're tough on you.
Oh, yeah, they
the
are.
GOA.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. I'm sure that's not the end of that conversation. If you have anything to add to it, absolutely. In fact, if it's bugging you or anything that's bugging you, now's your chance. Call in. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. It's Friday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Bye.
What's bugging you?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Friday. Come on. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to air it out, get it off your chest. Go ahead and do that. You'll feel better over the weekend, by the way. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is all these people coming out and condemning Trump's picks, and they're all worried about Trump's appointments. And they didn't have a problem with those weirdos that Biden was appointing, a lot of them. But, you know, I'm guilty of it myself. There's a couple of them that I'm a little questionable on. I thought he could have done a little different. But Gaetz, I love. He's making the appointment of Gaetz for that position is making the lefties' heads explode. And it's just making my day. But what's bugging me is the people that are condemning. I'm willing to wait and see. Trump has a way of bringing people to his side, no matter how far left or right they are. There's a way of bringing them over to his side once they start working with him, and I'm willing to wait and see how it works out.
Yeah, no, that's good. And the House Ethics Committee, still a possibility they may release their report one way or another. That's the latest I've heard. But let's move on from there. And Pam, what's bugging you?
So I know that you guys can't get totally into it, but I know that Ron DeSantis gets to choose who is in place for Gaetz and Walz until the special election. Now, Hochul, can she put a Democrat in there until a special election?
Yeah, I believe that she can. It's up to the governor. But remember, then there'll be a special election, depending on, you know, whether it's a House or Senate seat. But in the Senate, particularly, you'll have a special election in 26 and then another one in 28. That's specific to the Rubio seat because that's when his term would normally end. I know it's kind of convoluted, but that's what I've got so far. Good morning, Frank. What's bugging you?
Yeah, it's bugging me is all these people that are going after Matt and really don't know the circumstances of that. And I think Matt's going to do a great job. You know why? I think he's just like Trump. He is going to clean house, and he's not going to be like Sessions and Bill Barr, which everybody said, oh, Sessions is going to be so great. Bill Barr is going to be so great. Both of those are pansies. They're pansies. We want somebody that's going to kick butt and take names. And I agree with you, Greg. Thank you very much.
Frank hates flowers, apparently, especially pansies. But, I mean, if you know something we don't about Matt Gaetz, like if you say, oh, no, this was all drummed up, then let us know that specifically. Mm-hmm. We'd appreciate it. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is going on right now.
Yes, it is.
As we connect with Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is these Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries and various media pundits who think they have some kind of a role in Trump's appointment cabinet process. I'm talking specifically about RFK Jr. in Health and Human Services. I don't know if you saw yesterday's Jesse Watter coverage, but the dude was pounding out push-ups and pull-ups, and he looks stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger. He has a vast record of success. He'd be a perfect pick, and I just hope he can go the way of Tulsi Gabbard and join the Republican Party. The Democrats are fighting with everything they have to just interrupt the process.
Yeah, I don't care how he labels himself politically, as long as he can do a great job, and I think that anything he does is going to be better than the status quo and allowing Americans to continue to be poisoned. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you asked about what we thought about Gaetz. Well, you know, they tried to do the same thing to Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court hearings. Remember that? And it failed on them, and Kavanaugh got appointed. And they're trying to do the same thing to Gaetz. It's not going to stick. And Gaetz has them shaking in their boots right now. And they're scared to death that he's going to get confirmed because he's going to, like the other caller said, he's going to clean house. And I think he's a perfect pick. I don't think Trump made a mistake. And like he said, he just liked Trump. And I think, you know, what was bugging me is how people are, they don't want him in there.
Well, I mean, all Trump's picks are going to be super scrutinized. But, yeah, I mean, let's find out if there's anything to these allegations before anybody passes judgment. And, Paul, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Greg. I agree with you and all the other callers who are supporting Gaetz. I look at the senators. They bug me. The usual suspects like Susan Collins and Murkowski and Mitt Romney who will come out and say they won't vote for him.
No, we got to get rid of those lightweights, those rhinos. Yeah.
They're losers.
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging you?
So I wanted to clarify something. A woman asked if Kathy Hochul up in New York can pick somebody for at least the Stefanik seat. Governors don't pick people for House seats. They have special elections. Those seats will remain vacant until the special election. Governors only pick people for the Senate. So Marco Rubio's seat, Governor DeSantis will pick somebody for Marco Rubio's seat. My personal choice is Laura Loomer or Lyra Trump for that seat.
Interesting. Gosh, then I've got it completely backwards. I thought it was just the opposite. You can pick a House person because they only have a two-year term. In other words, they would stay for the whole term. You wouldn't have a special election. In the case of the Senate, you would because they serve six-year terms. But, okay, I could stand corrected here. We'll see. Slim, again, what's bugging you?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me today is gas pumps. You know, a lot of these gas pumps, some of them pump at a normal speed. Some of them pump really, really slow, and you find yourself standing there listening to these commercials for 20 minutes just to pump $20 worth of gas. We want to send people to Mars, but we can't get our gas pumps to pump the same. I don't know. It's just bugging me today, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, some of the ones where they are going really, 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 really slow is their filters need changed.
Yeah, this is usually a maintenance thing, or some have just more powerful motors, just like in a well that you would have, you know, or not have. Tony, what's bugging you?
Oh, Zelensky, Ukraine's unelected little dictator. So now this fool is trying to threaten the world, saying that he's going to build his own nuclear weapons if Trump abandons him or if the West stops giving him any kind of military aid. This guy may be the surprise we're not expecting, because he's crazy, and the Biden administration has enabled his craziness.
Wow. And this is the first I've heard about that aspect of it. I'll check it out. Wow. Great stuff. Appreciate it all. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Don't go away. Coming up next, is it a lawfare? Is it the long arm of the law being used for other purposes other than the law? It has to do with an FBI raid of a CEO's home. We'll get into that next on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, national security advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I was trying to quickly read up on how to fill these vacancies, House versus the Senate, and it varies from it actually varies from state to state, and I don't even...
Does the word convoluted mean anything?
Well, used that earlier. That's why I was going to use it again, but it does fit. Basically, the caller was mostly correct. The Senate, generally, most states, the governor will pick a replacement. Then there'll be a special election. This is for Senate. And the way the Rubio thing works is the special election would be in 26, and then you'd have another one in 28, because that's when his original term would have ended. For the House, I think you have to have a special election first. In other words, you could be vacant for months in a House seat. And again, that's general, and there's all kinds of caveats and asterisks, and man, you would think that it would be, you know, it would all be the same.
You would think so, since they're...
Since it's a federal thing, but elections are, you know, done through the states. So this would be, a state's powers thing.
We've seen how those vary from state to state last week, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. This is troubling. Federal agents seized the phone and electronic devices of Polymarket CEO Shane Coplin in an early morning raid on his Manhattan apartment. This was just weeks after the crypto betting platform correctly predicted Donald Trump's stunning 2024 election win. According to the New York Post, the FBI conducted this early morning raid on the Soho apartment of 26-year-old Shane Coplin. 26.
Wow.
He's doing pretty well.
He's doing okay for himself.
He's the founder and CEO of the prediction market platform Polymarket. According to a source close to the matter, Coplin was not provided with a reason for the seizure of his phone and other electronics, but the raid is suspected to be politically motivated.
Shocking.
No way.
Yeah.
Our government would never do that.
Except when they do.
The source believes that the government's actions are a form of grand political theater and retribution against Polymarket for accurately predicting a landslide victory for Donald Trump over Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential election. Traditional polls indicated a different outcome, making Polymarket's successful prediction stand out. You mean stand out kind of like when you look at the overall vote totals, and when Biden won, 20 million more people voted than in the previous two elections and then the following election? Yeah, kind of glaring.
And then they disappeared this time? Where'd they go?
Well, no, they never were real to begin with.
No, you're kidding, Bob.
I am not. I've never been more serious.
Isn't that amazing?
Speculation also suggests that the FBI may be acting on recent leftist media reports accusing Polymarket of market manipulation and rigging its polls in favor of Trump. So, okay, I'm looking at this thinking, so you're telling me that if somebody predicts in a poll that Trump's going to win, somehow that does change the outcome. The poll itself, the prediction itself changes the outcome.
You could say there's a 99% chance he's going to win. That's not going to affect a voter.
We can't get the average voter to read a news article in its entirety, ever.
No.
And you're telling me that these voters are so savvy, they look at all the polls and then determine who they're going to vote for? I've never heard anything so asinine in my life.
That's crazy.
So I want to know, what's the real reason? I think it has to do possibly with, they're not supposed to be, I don't think this company is supposed to be gambling or taking bets or whatever in the U.S. In other words, they haven't gone through whatever the process is that allows you to be able to do that. And so that's it. Now, is there also some political motivation mixed in there? Well, very well could be, because once again, what's this guy? Public enemy number one. He's a 26-year-old that runs a crypto platform. And you got to break down his doors and take his personal items in a raid?
Goodness.
You know? So that automatically, that's, well, why? Why the over-the-top way that you're doing this? That in itself, the raid itself, is a form of punishment. Despite the raid, the CEO Kaplan, he was not arrested or charged. He later posted on X, new phone, who dis? Indicating his reaction to the situation. He added another tweet shortly after the raid in which he criticized the Biden administration. Polymarket, which does not allow trading in the U.S., but can be accessed by bettors using a VPN, has been planning to return to the U.S. market. The platform has also been linked to Trump allies, with billionaire Trump supporter Peter Thiel reportedly raising around $70 million in funding for the company. Well, now we may be getting somewhere.
Who likes you and who you be hanging with, as they say.
Yeah. That'll in 2022, Polymarket was forced to pause trading in the U.S. and pay a $1.4 million penalty to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for failing to register with the agency. Since then, the platform has only been available to bettors in other countries. Following the election, a mystery French trader known as Theo reportedly reaped millions in profits on Trump bets placed on Polymarket. Yeah. And some people reported on that. The Theo 4 Polymarket account alone secured approximately $22 million in profits. While the trader's three other accounts, there's a Freddie and a Princess Caro and a Mishy, collectively gained an additional $26 million. So this Theo's total earnings brings that up to an astonishing $48 million. So that's the all-time winning board on Polymarket.
Wow.
So it's gambling.
Right.
Now, if people can find a way around the law to gamble, I mean, is it them that should be held accountable? Or do you hold this, you know, this platform accountable?
Right.
And the last time that this company was in trouble, they didn't do a raid. They didn't mete out a fine. So why all of a sudden do you have to do a raid? Is it because maybe they want to learn from his phone and other electronic devices who are his connections?
Right.
And so you go on a list because they're contributing somehow, right? To maybe to the political benefit of conservatives. And so who are these people that got the prediction right? And whatever else, whatever information they can glean. But do they have the legal authority to do that? We'll see. Oh, and by the way, yeah, what he did was so bad, they didn't arrest him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they love these dramatic raids, don't they?
Fishing expedition, anyone? Who's got the... Did you bring the tackle? Who's got the bait? Everybody ready to go? Oh, man. Let's go on a raid, see what we can find out.
Can you imagine how many of those they've done for political purposes in the last 4 years?
No, I
Eight
don't.
Years?
I don't know. But, you know, the ones where, what was it, Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Stone was in his underwear.
Let's go grab some little old man in his PJs at 5 o'clock in the morning. Right. Come on.
They've got like mercenaries rappelling down, you know, the inside of pool screens, you know? Mission Impossible, you know? Man. Cue up the music.
Yeah,
that old guy in his underwear, man.
Yeah, let's get
him. That was a threat. Yeah. And then there was that lone CNN reporter who got tipped off who's out there.
Oh, no, he just happened to be there at the same time, at the exact same location.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what reporters aren't roaming around at 5 o'clock in the morning looking for people to be raided? Yeah, right.
You have to kind of smirk and smile. And
oh, yeah. Might as well.
But President Trump, then Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to come in, and they're going to clean it up. We hope we pray.
Yes, we do.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. You can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe. And I just want you to enjoy the weekend. Happy Friday. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. ten minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And let me give you a weather update on the tropics brought to you by our friends at Radiant Credit Union. And her name is Sarah. And she may not be so sweet and she may not make you smile, but she is a tropical storm officially. Tropical Storm Sarah. Winds sustained 50 miles an hour. And this is traveling at 9 miles an hour to the west, and the central pressure has dropped slightly. It is down to 998, usually an indication of strengthening that is to come. And most of the models have it going over the Yucatan Peninsula, coming out the other end early Tuesday. So until that time on Tuesday or Wednesday, we're not going to have great indications of where it's going. But it is certainly not a threat to the U.S. over this weekend at all. So, there. I mean, Hall & Oates, I think, wrote a song about the upcoming Sarah.
Wow, who knew?
Baby hair with a woman's eyes. I can feel you watching in the night.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like those
all
guys.
All alone with me.
Hit that note, Greg.
It sounds different when you do it than the way he does it. It sounds a little different.
That kind of went on and on.
When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me.
It was good.
It's you and me forever.
There's your hook.
There you go. Had to wait for it.
Had to wait for the hook.
But, yeah, it's Hall & Oates. It's worth it, you know?
So, yeah, I don't think that Tropical Storm Sarah is going to be serenading
or smiling.
And sweet. Yeah, no, not so much. But, you know, look, we're going to keep an eye on it for you. This is very late in the season, but that doesn't mean it's not a legit threat. It appears it is now. It's just a matter of, you know, where it's going to go. So who it'll be a threat to.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but this weekend, no.
Nothing.
Don't get all obsessed. We'll obsess for you. That's what we do.
In fact, just enjoy some of these cooler temps the next couple of days.
You might just want to, get away, enjoy. And then there's the people with the Trump derangement syndrome. They really want to get away.
Yeah.
Now, look, they all claim they were going to move. I'm going to move out of my mind. None of them are going to do that.
No.
You know that.
No.
But maybe we can get them to take a long extended vacation. And it'd be nice if they turned off their communication devices so we don't have to hear the silly, stupid things coming out of their pie holes.
The screaming and the shouting.
Case in point, a cruise line's come to our rescue, possibly.
Really?
They've announced what they call a skip forward vacation. It's like almost like a time machine, I tell you. This is for wealthy Americans who want to sail around the world for 4 years.
What?
Instead of living under President-elect Donald Trump's second term, 4 years. Wow. On the high seas. Villa Vi Residence, a luxury vacation company that offers residential cruising.
Wow.
A new meaning to screaming at the local kids, get off my lawn, because your lawn will be an ocean.
Wow.
They began advertising their cruise November 7th with different plans all the way up to a four-year cruise covering all of Trump's time in the presidency.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
They have the one-year plan, escape from reality. You know, if they're leftists that hate Trump, they probably escaped reality some time ago.
Mm.
You know?
They're living in their own reality.
Yeah, because there was no reality about him being a fascist or Hitler-like.
No.
So I'm not sure.
No.
Their reality had been created by leftist Marxists. There's the two-year cruise called the Midterm Selection. Get it? Midterm Selection instead of election.
Gotcha.
You like that.
Yeah.
The three-year one is called Everywhere But Home. And the four-year option covering the entire span of Trump's tenure is simply called Skip Forward.
That's funny. It's clever. And who knows? Maybe there's enough folks that are wealthy enough that they decide that's a good way to do it.
Well, now here's an interesting thing. You're marketing. You've already cut out 50% of the people that you're marketing to.
That's true, too.
Right? Because I don't know who's going to be on a cruise, any particular cruise I go on. It's random, right?
But do you want to jump on a ship one, like that?
Yeah, and this one where they're specifically going after a certain market, those who hate Trump, basically, that would be a discouragement to...
See, I can leave my liberal neighborhood once in a while if I want to.
Do you feel like it's a vacation?
But if you're on a ship where everybody else is major lib and they're just avoiding the Trump administration, you don't want to be hanging around those people.
Ooh.
No, you don't. Mm-mm.
The company announced the tours just 2 days after Trump handily won the election. Cruise Line CEO Mikkel Patterson told Fox Business that the vacation would be perfect for Americans trying to escape. Although the campaign was put together before the results of the election, we feel we have the perfect product for those who said they'd leave the country if XYZ wins the election.
That's
fine. XYZ clearly being Trump.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yep. He said, we may have differing political views, but our community comes together through our passion for exploring the world in a very real way that goes far beyond politics. Yeah.
Mm.
Just remember, some of these people on the left aren't so exploring. They're not liberals. They're not open-minded.
Mm-mm.
They're far-left, closed-minded Marxists. So, yep. The vacations, by the way, are far from affordable for the average American.
Yeah.
With a four-year cabin on the Villa Vi Odyssey ship starting at $255,000 for a single bedroom.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
$50,000 a year, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Well, I don't know. If you're in a certain price category of where you live, you might be paying $5,000 a month for where you live.
There are people that basically do go from cruise to cruise, and that's their cruising lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And financially, they've been able to make it work. This, though, is particularly targeted toward those who are financially well off.
I'll be staying here.
Me too.
Yeah.
Much more to come. Happy Friday. 97.3, The Sky.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.